Hamiyantif is known for a joyous time, Zman Simcha. In our tefillah we say, Yom HaSukkos Zman Simchaseinu. The tefillah is Madgish, stresses that Sukkos Zman Simcha, it's a time of Simcha. Alachur, the question must be asked simply, every Yontif, there's a simcha, there's a chiyuv to be besimcha on Yontif. B'samachta b'chagecha is not particular to Sukkos over other Yontif. So why is Sukkos called and stressed in the tefillah as Zman Simchaseinu? Every Yontif. Do we not say in the Kiddush, May Adim l'simcha, Chagim u'smanim l'sasayim, doesn't refer only to Sukkos. Every Yontif has to have Simcha. There's a chiyuv to be the Simcha in every Yontif. So why is it stressed more and particular on Sukkos? The Emes is the Rambam asks for Akasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis addresses this point and he says, Apal pi shekol hamoy adeis mitzvah l'smoyach behem. Even though all Yomim Tovim, you're mechuyev to be besimcha, b'chag hasuka is hoisa b'mikdash yom simcha yisera. More, extra simcha. That's true that all other Yom Tovim there's a chiyev simcha, but Sukkos it's more simcha yisera. Shenemar usmachtem upnei Hashem leikechem shivas yomim, and we all know b'mikdash and simcha with simchas beis hashayevim. Now, l'chura, the question has to be asked, what's the Simcha Yisera, and why? We say that every Yontif is Samachta V'chagecha. Says the Rambam, true, but Sukkos, it's more Simcha Yisera. Why is Sukkos Simcha Yisera, and why Dafkin the Mikdash? The Rambam stresses that all the way Adim Simcha, the Sukkos Hoysa B'mikdash, Simcha Yisera, because of the pasuk, "Yismachtem l'tnei Hashem l'keichem l'chur." Why the mikdash? If Yontif, Sukkos, wherever there's Yontif, there should be this chiyuv, this obligation of Simcha Yisera. So I was thinking, it could be you learn the Torah properly after Hilchos Yom Kippurim. The Torah speaks about what does one have to feel and behave after Yom Kippur. Maybe it seems that the Torah is addressing the Shiloh. Let's learn the Torah. It says the Torah. After Yom HaKippurim, Eichlin v'shoytzin b'simcha. We go home, we eat, and we drink b'simcha. D'chsiv, like it says, Leich echel b'simcha lachamecha. U'shesei b'leiv tov yeinecha. Go home and rejoice and eat and drink. And the Beis Yosef explains, Nira, the Zeu Amed Shekasafti, the Samach Shebemetzayam, the Kippurim Baskel Yoytzeis, the Emeres Leichachal Besimcha Lachmecha. That there's a Baskel that comes out and tells the Yiddish people, go be Besimcha, Leichachal Besimcha Lachmecha. Then obviously the Simcha must be what? Connected to Yom HaKippurim. Baskel is coming out Matzah Yom Kippur and telling us Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha, and we are to learn that the Simcha of Sukkos is this Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha. That obviously it's what tied to the Yom Kippurim. How and why is it tied to the Yom Kippurim? The answer, of course, might be that since we have a Mechilas Avinos, since Hakadosh Baruch Hu cleansed us on Yom Kippur. Says the Rebbe, should now go be besimcha. What's the connection? Why the cleansing, the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, is the reason and the base for Leich Echol besimcha lachmecha, that we should be happy? So I believe that we can understand this from the way we spoke last week, what the inyan of Yom Kippur, the tahira, the purity, and we explained that it is the kesher, it is the kravus, it is the closeness that we have on Yom Kippur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because since we were further through our sins, through our Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us back close. This is the Tahira of Yom Kippurim. The Tahira of Yom Kippur, which means Hashem brings us close, is the base and the reason for the Simcha at the Yom Kippurim, the Simcha of Sukkot. Why? I'd like to quote you Gevaldik in Medrash. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk Nogila V'Nisim Chabach says the Medrash Omra Bavit Ein Anu Yoidin B'Mel Ismayach. It says we should be happy with what? What is our happiness? Says the Medrash, I don't know in Biyayim. Is it the day? In Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. Or is it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ba Shlaimu Pirish. Abela came and explained to us. Nagila v'nismacha. Bach. What does that mean? Bach Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be what? Rejoicing with the Rabbeinu Shleilu. When we rejoice on Sukkot, or we are b'simcha on Sukkot, it's not the day of Sukkot, but it's actually with the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Now I understand the connection. Yom Kippur means we became close. We became connected to the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Dr. Rabbeinu Shleilu, I v'zayin agila v'nismacha bach. This bach, this kesher, this connection that we got on Yom Kippur is the base of the simcha. Lechecha b'simcha lachmecha. Who should say the late Pine Necha? We say the Davini. The Yismachu, the Cha, Israel. I have a Shmecha. Ayid Simcha. The source, the scope of Ayid Simcha is what? The Rabbeinu Shlom. Yismachu, the Cha, Yayde Shmecha. Israel, I have a Shmecha. The Simcha of Ayid is what? The Rabbeinu Shlom. So since you're in Kippur, we became connected to the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Nagila v'nismacha what? Bach. We have to be happy with the Rabbeinu Shleilu. And this is the Yom Kippur in Sukkot. But the Yom Kippur afterwards, the Rabbeinu Shleilu says, what? Lechecha b'simcha lachmecha shei b'leiv tov yeinecha. Why dafkin the Mikdash? Now we understand the Mikdash also. Where was the Kesher of the Rabbeinu Shalom the most strongest, the most significant? And the answer is what? In the Mikdash. He came to the Beis HaMikdash, he was directly connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And since the Simcha of Sukkot is Nogila v'nismacha Bach, that we are what? Rejoicing with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Our Kesher, our Dveikus, our Shaykhis, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, therefore it was Simcha Yisera, the Mikdash. Stopped in the Mikdash, over other places, where of course we were B'Simcha, but the ultimate Simcha expressed itself in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, that's where the Bach was the most significant, it was the most strongest Bach. The problem with this, Rabbi Yossi, L'maisa, the Pasuk seems to tie the Simcha to the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of the Dalet Minim. The way we're learning, Sukkot is significantly more Simcha than other Yom Tovim. It's true, Mayadim was Simcha, Chag Mizmanim was Sasayim, but there's more Simcha on Sukkot because of Yom Kippur that we connected to the Rabbi Yossi. So the Nagila v'nismacha Bach expresses itself on Sukkot. So then the Simcha comes out that the Pasuk talks about by Sukkot is the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Shteitu l'kachtum l'chem b'yem rishon priyetz ha'dakapis t'marim usmachtum l'fnei Hashem l'keichem. In what context does the Pasuk bring the Simcha? The Pasuk brings in the context of the mitzvahs. So now we're learning that it's not the mitzvahs. We were learning that what? And it's the kapara, it's the tahira, it's the connection to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Pasuk tells us it's the mitzvahs. I believe there's a very interesting yalkut which I'd like to share with you. I found this year. There's a Pasuk Tayvieni Eirach Chayim, Soivus Machais, the Yamincha Netzach Zela. Tayvieni, you should teach us Eirach Chayim. the ways of life. B'mincha netzach sela, b'mincha netzach sela, the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, with yamin, shows us the imus, shows us sweetness. What is this referring to? It says the Yalkut, Anyan Kippur Kobaya Oilam Oivim Lufana for Kapara. The same way, which is interesting, I always thought Yom Kippur's particular for Klal Yisrael, like we spoke last week. Found an interesting medrash of Yom Kippur's for the whole world. Meaning, says the medrash, it's possible the Goyim could get a mechila. Possible we could get a mechila. We don't know who gets the mechila. Tell the medrash, Yalkut. We don't know if the Rabbeinu Shlom was Meichelas, and he's angry at the Goyim, or the opposite. He's Meichel the Goyim, and not us. Kivon, that the Rabbeinu Shlom tells us he's Meichelas, the Raya, we go out with our Bamina right after what? After Yom Kippur. The Shaykh is the connection, the Rabbeinu Shlom is Meichelas, we go with our Bamina. What the hell does the Medrash mean? The Rabbeinu Shlom is not Meichelas, and the raya that he's meichelas is what? Rav Aminim. Rabbi, the way I'm learning, the way I explain to you, what is Yom Kippur? It's the connection to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. What is the raya for this connection? What is the raya to the kesher? And the answer is the Rav Aminim. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. The v'samachtem lifnei Hashem aleikeichem. Is takiv lekach l'mechem ayem arishim. It is takiv the Arba Minim. The Arba Minim is a sign. It represents the mechilas avaynais of what? Of. I think there's a beautiful medrash there. I can tell you, Gemara Chazal. Lekach l'mechem ayem arishim. What's the rishim? The first day. First day of what? The rishim. Famous Gemara. The way we're learning the Pshat is Gefalvik. Because there's a connection between what? Wulid, Esrig, Arbaminim, to the what? The Cheshvan Avayis and the Avayis of just clean. Because this is a Raya. This is the Semel, as they say in Lashon Kodesh. This is the proof that the Rabbeinu Shlom forgave us the Dalad Minim. How is it the proof? What does that mean? Yeah, Ms. Rabbi, I say is, we have to analyze this point a little bit deeper. I'm telling you that the source of the Simcha in Yom Sukkis is actually what? Nagilah v'nismacha b'chad Rabbeinu Shloimeh. And then I explain to you that it has a connection to what? To the Dalad Minim. How is the Dalad Minim the proof to the what? To the Nagila v'nismacha b'chad, which is the source of the Simcha. So let me read to you another Rambam. The Rambam says, Hasimcha, Halacha Tezvav, when he discusses the Simcha Beis HaSheva, the special Simcha of Sukkis, Hasimcha sheyismach Adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah u'bahavas hakel shetzivo b'hem. When we discuss Simcha, and when we tag Simcha to the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, understand it's the Simcha sheyismach Adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah. One has to be happy when he does a mitzvah. Avoy the gedoyli. Atzmei misimcha zu ra'ili parmi menu. He gets punished for it, like it says. Tachas Hashem lo yavadutas Hashem lo yikecha b'simcha v'tum leiv. If so, then the Simcha that the Rambam discusses by the Lekach L'chem, by Yoyim HaRishai, the Arba Minim, is it specific to the Arba Minim? Or is it all mitzvahs? The Rambam learns of what? Shinismach Adam Basiyas HaMitzvahs, Tachs HaShleivah, it's not particular to the Arba Minim. It's all mitzvahs. So then we have a map here that we have to draw. There's some. We're taking a fine line. We're saying that it begins with Yom Kippur, that we're happy with the Rabbeinu Shlom, and it goes to the Lulav and Esrog, and actually it's not necessarily the Lulav and Esrog, it's all mitzvahs. What's the common denominator? I just told you Rishayim, Rabbi Say. What I'm telling you now is open Rishayim. That the Medrash tells us that the Nagilav and Ismacha that we discuss is what? The Rabbeinu Shlom.
Yom Kippur is we with Rabbeinu Shlomo Kapar Savinus Leicha Chol B'Simcha Baskil comes out, and then we say someone got through the Dalad Minim. So I bring you another Chazal that the Dalad Minim is the sign of the Kapar Savinus. Yeah, but the Rambam says it's not only Dalad Minim; it's what all mitzvahs. So what's the common denominator? What's the pshat? Look at the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says a general rule. He brings the Rambam and he says that it's based on a Gemara of a Shibachdenias HaSimcha. Zu Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It's a general rule by all mitzvahs. He explains the Iker Adavu Hu Shein Ra'ilei La'adam Lasis HaMitzvah Mitzad Shein Chayim Olav Hu Mukhruv Ba'anus Vasiyasa. The Mishnah explains the Rambam that it's a rule of what Mishabach Yanias Ha Simcha by all mitzvahs. Simcha Shal Mitzvah. All mitzvahs. One has to do with what? Simcha? Because it's not right not to do it with Simcha. Because when you do it without Simcha, what are you showing? That it's a burden on you. You show that you don't care for it. You show that you'd rather be without it. So it seems to be that the simcha, the way the Magen Mishnah explains to me, is not necessarily the mitzvah itself, but it's a derech, it's a way on how to do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah, do it in a way that you show that it's a burden on you, then so to speak it defeats the purpose. But is the Magen Mishnah telling us simcha is a chelik of the mitzvah? How is that? This simcha is what? How to do mitzvahs. So Rabbi Said, let me show you an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Vav Hilchis Yantif, where he discusses simcha shal yantif, right? The mitzvah of simcha all of them, says the Rambam, when one eats and drinks on Yantif, he should be lightheaded. Thinking to himself that the more I eat and be happy and jolly, whoo, it's better. It's Simchas Yantif. A lot of people, they come to the meal. So much kavanah when it comes to eating. How can they have all these kavanahs by other mitzvahs? If you like the mitzvahs, I love kavanah. Says the Rambam, you know, a lot of people say, the more I eat, a mitzvah. You have to understand what the simchas yantiv is. It's true, a lot of people say, I'd like to see them do the hard mitzvahs that way. Al-Kapanim, says the Rambam, Shashikrus vaschoik, drunkenness and laughter, overabundance of that, ain't a simcha. It's not called happiness. Ela haylulus v'sichlus. V'lay mestabina ala haylulus. Ela la simcha shiyesh po avoytas yoytzer hakel. We need simcha that has in it avoytas yoytzer hakel, avoytas Hashem. According to this Rambam, Rabbi, I see that the simcha is not just what? How to do a mitzvah? But possibly the simcha is what? Part and parcel of the mitzvah. It's part of the avodah of the mitzvah. There's one thing to do a mitzvah. And then there's a, so to speak, a bezunderachim, how to do the mitzvah. Rambam's telling us the simcha itself is the avodas yoitzer. And I want to show you an interesting shari tshuva. Each you a shari tshuva, pelvic a shari tshuva. This is a shari tshuva. Vashenis. This is a shari dalit oistes. Ki b'shar yomim kayim anachnu kayim suda l'simcha shal mitzvah. Every yomtiv we have suda. What is the suda? The simcha shal mitzvah. ki yigdal v'yishke mi'eid. Now listen to the lashon of Rabbi Yoina. Because it becomes great and so big, schar ha-mitzvah al ha-simcha. It's very complicated, the words, the kavana, the translation of this, Rabbi Yoina. So there's a girsa here. She yishke mi'eid schar ha-simcha al ha-mitzvah. But the reward that one gets for being happy for doing the mitzvah is more than the reward for the mitzvah itself. Rabbi Yain. The different Yersayas here, you have to see the different Yersayas. Rabbi Yain is learning that it's not the mitzvah, and that it's how to do the mitzvah, but the simcha that you do the mitzvah is a part of the mitzvah, and the reward comes for what? The simcha more than the seeds of the mitzvah itself. You knew this? You knew this? You know what he wants you to do? I'll tell you what Rabbi Yehuda wants. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining why we have a suit on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rishayim tell us we have to prepare ourselves for this. That's one reason. You see, the Aruch HaShulchan says a little bit of a different point. He says, on one hand, the Gemara tells us that if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's Gilu Yisanes, as if you fasted. What's the pshat? The pashit you learn, because since you prepared yourself for the next day to fast, so your eating is called fasting. How many times I told you this, you say? That when you do things, L'shem Shemayim, so even the gashmistic of things become what? The ruchni is for the sake that you do it for. For example, I've heard from many times from many Gailim, if a person sleeps through the night and his kavan is for what? So he can learn the next day. Don't look at that he's sleeping. It's also learning. It's also learning. So if a person eats Erev Yom Kippur so he can what? Kindness on Yom Kippur. That's called fasting. As a length of vel. HaShulchan says a chap. It's a little different. Because HaShulchan, when a person does eat, he trains his stomach not for one eat. He's less hungry. On the other hand, if you eat and eat and eat, and then you start fasting, it becomes what? Harder to fast. What? Emotion. Physically, it becomes easier, because lamaisi you ate. But for the emotional, so to speak. Hungrig. Hungrig mezzayin. Ha-hungrig mezzayin. Ha-hungrig mezzayin. That's our chasulchan. You're going to be what? By eating out of Yom Kippur, more hungry and less hungry. Meaning physically less hungry. So you prepared, and on the opposite, you made yourself tiny this morning. So that's called Gila Sanesa, as if you fasted 2 minutes. Sokti Shari Tshuva, different reason. You know why? Yom Kippur needs a Suda. Simcha Shal Mitzvah. A person must have a Suda. Says there's Shari Tshuva, Umnei Shatzoi Beyond the Kippur. But Lamaisi, you can't have a Suda in Yom Kippur. Nischayavnu likboya hasuda al simchas hamitzvah be'erev Yom Kippur. So for the sake of the simcha, what happens? We must have a suda on erev Yom Kippur. A ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't speak this out, but what does the Gemara tell us about this eating on erev Yom Kippur, which is for the simcha shal mitzvah of the mitzvahs Yom Kippurim? Says what? Gilu Sanes, as if you fasted. So what are we getting schar for? For the simcha, the mitzvah, as if we did the mitzvah, and maybe even more. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. It's a pelvic Rabbi Yehuda. And I'm trying to tell you what's the title of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, how did Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda begins. And actually, you get more schar. Again, it's different to your size. That's one gear solving. When I was growing up in Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, meaning when I was in yeshivas there, all the shmuzen I heard, they said over the Rabbeinu Yoina this way. Now we have the fancy Rabbeinu Yoina, so they changed the gear size, and they're fixing, and they're regular with old ones and new ones. That's the way I heard it. He brings this gear to the bottom here. Hasimcha al ha-mitzvahs, which means that you get more reward for the what? For the simcha. Then the what in the mitzvah itself. Thus, if a person eats a suda on Erev Yom Kippur, for the Simcha Shal Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you will sanez. Simcha, the schar, the reward. Pelbika, Rabbeinu Yaina. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Yaina Mishlei. He explains this Nekuda clearly, that don't think Simcha is how to do a mitzvah, but Simcha is part of a mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam is saying. The Simcha that we talk on Yontif is what? Avoidas Hayaitzer. Chelik of the Avoidas Hashem of Yontif. Now let's go back. We said that the yisoid of the mitzvah needs simcha. It needs to be happy. It's not the chelik of what? That how to do it? But it's the chelik of the mitzvah itself. What's the pshat? What is mitzvah meant for? Why do we do mitzvah? You know, I like basics. I'm a basic. Tell me, why do we do mitzvah? The answer is what? Yeah. What's the reason for a mitzvah? The answer is to get close to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Get connected to Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the simcha is nagila v'nitzma chava, the kesher, the connection to Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the simcha is not how to do the mitzvah, but what? It's the ultimate expression of the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, and the simcha that comes from the fact that you connected to Rabbeinu Shlomo, that is what? The ultimate purpose in sight of the mitzvah. So that's the whole, that's the mitzvah. So it comes out that actually it's all one halacha in the Rishayim. Yom Kippur, we got a kapara. Kapara means we got double close to the Rabbeinu Shleil. What happens? Leichachol b'simcha lachmecha. Says Rabbeinu Shleil, show it. Express it in what? With simcha. How do we express that simcha? Since we should take the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. That's what it means. The mitzvahs is the connection to the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the simcha that you're supposed to have in the connection, the Rabbeinu Shloim is trying to tell us, show it and see it after the end of Kippurim that you're connected to. And from that we take and deduce that there's a halacha called Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Why is the view of this? Why is it that? Why is the Simcha, the expression of Dveikus Hashem? So I'll tell you two mahalchim. One, which is what they say in Yeshivas, Apia Chazainish, it's a very famous memra. Chazainish, one of his Bechtavim, writes, Ki Ein Etzev V'Oilam, U'mi Shemakir Oiroi Ta'emes. There can never be any unhappiness to someone who realizes the Eiris Emes, the true light. Eis the Chedva. What does Chedva mean? Happiness. When you're before the Rabbeinu Shloim, there's happiness. Man is confused. People walk around unhappy. Why are they unhappy? They see no purpose. They see no understanding in life. But when you connect to the Rabbeinu Shloim, it becomes clear. That's what the Chazanish was writing. L'mi shemakir oyrei se'emes. And understand the Chazanish had a bitter, terrible life. Bitter, terrible life. I once showed this to you. I don't know if you remember it. Chazanish writes in a different letter to somebody. Don't complain that I didn't write you back. Because understand, I didn't have one hanah. We call Hanoas Haguf in this world. I have nothing. Right? Clearly. Shavu v'rotzu tzani kol hayomim. I am broke and sick all the days of my life. I am forced because I don't have the ability to write back to you. I am sick. I am tired. My only simcha, since the Chazanish in that letter, is lasais v'tzayin kayim. Do the will. Very famous letter, the will of my Rabbeinu Shloim. You would say that he must have been very depressed. A person who could write, I have nothing in life, and I'm sick, and I have broken. Chazanish is writing the opposite. I only have one thing, and that's what? That's my simcha. That's my happiness. I heard that Rav Kook, which I put on the Rav, put a big sign in his office. That's what I heard. this member of the Chazon Ish. Ein etzav ba'olam l'mi shemati will verify to me that Amitus Hadam. This is what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good sign. It's a sign you want to hold the that much.
Somebody knows, so all the things that are in the Rashiva's office, it's sometimes a bad sign. Anyways, I'll upon him.
The Ein Etzav B'Olam, for Misha Makir Olam to Emes.
When you see the truth, the Rabban Yishlam is the truth. There's no room for unhappiness. Nagila, the Nismachabach.
When Kippur Amid stands and screams at Hashem, Hu Elikim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. He is pure. He is double. He's connected to the Rabbi Shalom.
Says the Rabbi Shalom, now go be the Simcha. Leich Echol, the Simcha Lachmecha.
And how do you express that with the mitzvahs, the Arba Minim? And therefore the Rambam says it's not specific to Arba Minim. It's what? All mitzvahs. Because all mitzvahs you're connecting with the Rabbi Shalom, and that itself is the Simcha.
There's another Ma'alech HaPi Maral that
you could speak about, the meaning of Simcha, with the connection to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Man in this world has complications, but a person could transcend this world, put himself into another world. Ani v'hai, hashiyana. We'll soon speak about Ani Khan, Akel Khan. A person could connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilam and he leaves behind him all the trials and tribulations and troubles of the world. It's connected to the Rabbi Yishlaim. You know, Sukkah is called Tzimusa Den Hamnusa, the shade of the Rabbi Yishlaim, the Muna. What's the point? So, Pimaral, look at the Sfar Magdash, we speak about it in great length. Same with Diras Keva. Man lives in this world. He's told what after Shoshana and Kippur is saying, go out and live where? Diras Haroi under the Rabbi Nishleilam's wing. Ani Bahai, I am with the Rabbi Nishleilam. You can see Musa in the shade of Hanusa of the Rabbi Nishleilam. That's the Sukkah. The world around him becomes disconnected. The world around him becomes Baku Mavutu. I'm with the Rabbi Nishleilam. You know, my father once told me, what does he love learning from Mars? But my father's a very deep master. He told me, walks around, and this guy says this, and this. Comes home, he's in the Abayi with Abayi and Rav. He wants the best dimension to deal with. The best situation, Abayi and the Rav. He's back in Pumbedisa. A person can transcend this world and say, I'm with the Rabbi Nishloel. What's Pshat Mil Kip with Malach? What is Malach? We transcend this world, we go to what? The world above us, with the Rabbi Nishloel. This is Sukkos. Ani leaves the Gashmius. He leaves this physical world and goes where? The world of Ruch. Same with Diras Keva and go into what? Diras Aroy. Pimaral. With this, I think we'd like to go back now and explain the meaning of Simchat Beis Hashem. We discussed why it's Dafka B'Mikdash. Because the ultimate Lifnei Hashem was where? In the Mikdash. Now let's discuss the actual Simchas Beis Hasheva. The Rambam tells us that Hilchas Lulav at the end, what was Simchas Beis Hasheva? Mitzvah la'ar is the Simchazu. Halach yedalit. V'lo yehoi oisin ois am aretz v'chom yishirza. When I'm aretz, we're not allowed to be there. I guess I would not have to participate. Ella Gedayle, you guys will have a chance. Ella Gedayle, Chachmi Yisrael, Barashi Yeshivis, Vasanhedrin, Vachasidim, Vaskeno, Anshe Maisa. Only the biggest. Only the biggest were allowed to participate. And the question is why? Why only the biggest? If a person knew a good dance, he knew a good stunt, they used to do stunts over there in the Mikdash, why couldn't he participate? By Chasin is up and down the Rosh Yeshivis. Everybody's Mechuyiv to be Besimcha and Chasin, and everybody participates. Why was it specific to the Hasidim and Anshe Maisa? I heard from my father, said, oh, from my Zeva, and the Ger Rebbe, something very interesting. Simchas Beis Hasheva dance Rikud. What is the word Rikud? Rikud means to dance, and it also says Lashon Merakeh, to sift.
Chassidus. Chassidus is very strong on the eve of dancing. Why? Chassidus believes with a certain miracle, sits what the klipos of the person. The person dances. What happens is he throws off of himself all the klipos. He's shaking his head. He must be a entire Chassidus yid. Now, I don't really know how this system works. I'm not in that world. But I believe that it works. I've heard it many times from many Chassidus thinkers. You need a brikud. The point being, with the get the pshat now or sugya, if you won't have the Chassidim and Anshim Maisa, and all you'll have is the simple people being Moroccan sifting off their klipas, the abundance of klipas will drown everybody out. Of course, you heard the pshat from the get Rebbe? Sounds good. I'll call upon him. This is for those that are Chassidish at heart. So they get the pshat. I'd like to read the Ritva for a question. Bo wants to know, how come only Chassidim Anshim Ais? Says the Ritva. The Habiyadeya, Shekol HaSimcha HaYisera, the extra Simcha, Oysa the Hallel, was with praise. Ulahaydai Slashem, Al Hatoiva Shi'asa LeYisrael, LaHashrois Shechinasai, sound familiar? What is the aside of the Simcha? That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mashrish Chinasai B'Seichem. That is Mashrish Chin among us. The Gav Kinek Olam Haba. Anasul Tzadikim. What's the Indian of Olam Haba? Again, what is Olam Haba? Tzadikim are what? Yoishvim? The Nehenim is if Hashem they're connected with the see the connection? What's the Simcha of Simcha's Beisha? Before she was born the Gemara. That what? That the Rabbi Yishol was Mashri Shechina. And that it's like Kinegan Eilam Habanos Tzadik Lufikach Lahaya El Ali Vegidayim Chassina. That's why only the Gedayim Chassina partook in it, because it had to be an expression of that Simcha that you are kosher to the Rabbi Yishol. Chassidim Anshim Maisa were able to express it, because by them, the Shechina, the Hashra, was much greater than by the simple person. The simple person. Very interesting.
The simple person also.
I'm sorry? Correct. But by them, the expression, by them, they were able to bring it out more because Lefi the Mas, Lefi the Darga of Hashra, Sashchina, by them was much greater. So they were able to express it much more. If I say this is everything I told you, it's very possible that knowing this Ritva for years, it's possible that I got my whole Yisoid from this Ritva. This could be the base of our Yisoid. The Inyan of Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, this Simcha Yisera, and that it was B'mikdash, was all about what? The Hashras HaShechina. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shleilom is amongst us, is together with us, and the Chassidim Anshei Maisa, the Davka were able to express this over the regular Hamayam, the regular person, and therefore only they were the ones doing the singing and the dancing by the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. I'd like to read you, yes? I'm sorry? Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel. I'd like to show you a tour. The tour at the end of Hilchas Yontif. I found an interesting tour. At the end of Hilchas Yontif writes the tour like this. He speaks about being, you know, holiness and sichlus, like the Rambam that we spoke. Remember I brought you the Rambam, what's the Iker, Simcha, Yontiv, Avaydus, HaYotzer? Here's the tour, one line. Midas HaChassidim, Asha Hashem L'negdom Tamid. And Hashem is before them always. U'bechol Darkeim Yaduhu, the Ace Simchasam Az Yosef Yais Mivorchum Mishab Chalakon Shvorchu, Asher Samcha. The greater Chassidim you are, meaning that you had Shidi Hashem L'negdi Samid and you went and you knew his ways, the more you praise on Yom Tovim and the more you thank through Halal V'Hidah and Simcha. What is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us the same thing as this Ritva. The Chassidim, which means ones that had Shidi Hashem connected more to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they felt the Simcha much greater. More connected you are with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more simple you are able to express. Simchas Yontif is the expression of what? Of closeness to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now, Rabbi Isai, let me show you an interesting Taisus. Taisus discusses, where does the name Simchas Beis Hasho'eva come from? What does Simchas Beis Hasho'eva mean? So simply, Sheva means the drawing of the water. What's the drawing of the water causes such a big simcha? What is a water shortage that we have to be so happy that we're making a drawing of water? Taisus, Anu Gimel brings you a shabu. Says the Taisus, what does it mean, Simchas Beis Hasho'eva? I'm sorry, it's Nun on the base, says Taisus. B'Yosham Mefarish, Shemisham Shoyavim Ruach HaKadosh, Shashchina Shoyrim Mitech Simcha. Shchina Ruach HaKadosh, you drew from Simchas Beis Hasho'eva. U'maisi Uvda, brings a story from Yoina ben Amitai, Shehoya mi'oyle regolim. Yoina ben Amitai, but not Yoina. And what happened was from the oyle regolim, or the simchas beis hasho'eva shor sol of Shechina. Shechina rested up in here by the simchas beis hasho'eva. Guys, I spoke to you many times. What is Ruach HaKadosh? Of course, as children we grow up, thinking it's some, you know, something, what do they call that from the trying to get the right word? The galaxy, not even the galaxy, you know? Celestial, something celestial from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, HaKadosh. Well, actually, if you look, trying to tell us that Rashi was written Baruch HaKadosh. What does it mean that Rashi was written Baruch HaKadosh? What does it mean? I once told you a shot. Rashi himself tells us that he never knew what the Eifer was. He didn't know what it looked like. What happened? Came and he saw a woman on a horse wearing an apron. Never understood why, in his eyes, see a woman, a queen, a princess on a horse. Why should this such a thing happen? He realized that the Rebbeinu Shloim made him see it. He should be able to understand what the apron, Very famous thing brought down in Shaykh. Rashi himself writes, well, Yadati, he didn't know exactly how to interpret the apron of the cunning model. He saw it on a princess, and the main law, he understood what it was. That's called Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh means that the Rebbeinu Shloim is with you every step of the way, and if you have to write a pshat in a Rashi, the Rebbeinu Shloim pushes your mind and your thought process in that direction. That's when a person is connected with the Rebbeinu Shloim. It doesn't mean that the Rebbeinu Shloim came to him in a vision and showed him the pshat in a pasuk. Rebbeinu Shloim was Hashem Imai. Hashem was with him. That's called Ruach HaKadosh and Hashra's Hashira. I'll prove it. When you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk tells us, V'shachanti b'Saicha. So this means the Rebbeinu Shloim was dwelling among us. Tell me, you had Ruach HaKadosh when you walked in? What does it mean, V'shachanti b'Saicha? And the Eretz is what? Hashra's Hashira just meant what? Connecting to the Rebbeinu Shloim. He walked into a Beis HaMikdash and he felt connected. This is Ruach HaKadosh, and Yisham from the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. One was able to be Shayev, Ruach HaKadosh. Like Nish, that every person became by Ruach HaKadosh then. Tell me, every person who saw the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva became by Ruach HaKadosh? And what's the Terence? It doesn't mean what we always thought Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh means person is guided by the Rebbeinu Shloim, connected. This Rabbi Isai was the Simcha, and the point of the Simcha was, I am connected and came from Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, it went to the Dalet Minim, and the Dalet Minim was an expression, ultimate expression of this closest, but the truth is it was in every mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam and the Rishonim bring this down in every mitzvah. Have to be safe. We should have to have simcha, the right simcha. Simcha, we should feel connected to the Rebbeinu Shloim. We live in hard times. Sometimes the best thing is to throw up your hand and say, Rebbeinu Shloim, in the gear. In the gear, I don't have to tell you. Everybody's bothered me. That's what I hold Hillel was saying.
Take a look, Joel says, Himanikan Akelkan.
So Rashi brings down,
what is that? Himanikan Akelkan. Rashi says it's referring to the Shekhinah, which means if Klal Yisrael won't sin, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be here. What is he telling us? That's the Yisrael of the Simcha. What is the Simcha? Hillel singing. What is he singing? The epitome of the Simcha, Rabbi, is Ani Kan, Hakel Kan. And the answer is that when you feel the Hakel Kan, you feel connected by the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that you're not a sinner. That's what the Hikra Ashra, Sashina, and that's the Hikra Simcha. After Yom Kippur, the Chet is clean. The male Dashrav Sashina on fire, so it's swan. That's the ultimate simcha. Manika and Achilka. Don't sin, says Hillel. Because if you sin, there won't be Ashrav Sashina. Do the mitzvahs, you'll have Ashrav Sashina for Shirash. Everything we spoke tonight is Hillel's song. The Mash Hillel, with one song, they have to be common to a whole new food in the ship. Thank you.